Welcome to AUSA's Army Matters podcast, focusing on what's important to the total Army community. Today's episode is brought to you by GEICO. This Military Appreciation Month, GEICO would like to thank all current and retired military personnel. As a member of AUSA, you could qualify for a special discount. It's GEICO's way of saying thanks for all you do.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Dan Daly, and welcome to this edition of Soldier Today podcast. Soldier Today podcast is a product of the Non-Commissioned Officer and Soldier Programs Directorate at the Association of the United States Army. Soldier Today subjects focus on those topics that are relevant and needed by our soldiers serving the regular Army, the Army National Guard, and the Army Reserve. Our newest topic of discussion today is the Pennsylvania Army National Guard. For more than 270 years, the Pennsylvania National Guard has provided protection and support to the citizens of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and the nation as a whole. In times of war, civil strife, and natural disasters, the soldiers and airmen of Pennsylvania have stepped forward and lived up to the National Guard motto of civilian in peace, soldier in war. You can read more on the history of the Pennsylvania National Guard and find updates on what the PA National Guard is doing throughout Pennsylvania, the United States, and the world at www.pa.ng.mil. But today, we have a special guest that has firsthand knowledge of the great things our PA National Guard soldiers and airmen are doing. Command Sergeant Major John B. Worley, the Command Sergeant Major of the Pennsylvania Army National Guard. I, as well as our listeners, know that we've had a very busy past couple of weeks. So, Sergeant Major Worley, thanks for taking time to share the Pennsylvania Army National Guard story with us today. Welcome to the show, Sergeant Major. I thought we'd begin by supporting our SMA's initiative, This Is My Squad. SMA Grinson has said time and time again, it's important to get to know the members of your squad. So, could you share with us a little bit about yourself? Where did you grow up, and why did you decide to become a soldier?
SMA Daily, first I wanted to take the time to thank your team at AUSA for allowing me to come on here and speak about the historical units and the great soldiers and airmen that we have in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. This Is My Squad is a great initiative. I believe it's an imperative part to get to know our soldiers and make everyone feel included in our team. I think that my story is very similar to many of our National Guard soldiers. I was a troubled young man struggling to find a place in life. I joined the Army in 1985. I spent 4 years on active duty at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to try and better myself. After that 4 years, I decided to settle back in my home state of Pennsylvania, and I transferred right into the Pennsylvania Army National Guard. Throughout my career, I've served in several different MOSs, intelligence analysts, chemical operations specialists, and logistical specialists. I've spent time as a section leader, a platoon sergeant, first sergeant. I was promoted to Command Sergeant Major in 2010, and I was the Command Sergeant Major at battalion level, brigade level, nominative level, before I started my position here as Senior Enlisted Leader last November. The National Guard helped me to achieve a bachelor's degree from Excelsior University. I'm currently married to my adoring wife, Lori. Together, we have 4 children and 2 granddaughters. We live in central Pennsylvania, not far from 48-town Gap.
Well, thanks, Sergeant Major, for sharing that story, a little bit about yourself. And first of all, from all of us, thanks for your service. Incredible service, both while active duty and transitioning to the Guard. And as a personal taxpaying resident of the great state of Pennsylvania, I appreciate your service as a Guardsman and protecting us and keeping us free and, most importantly, taking care of our great Pennsylvania citizens. The PA National Guard has been around for quite some time. 270 years of history is what I read. And the story of Pennsylvania and the story of the nation cannot be told without mentioning the critical role of what was then the Pennsylvania Militia, which was the true beginning of the PA National Guard some 270 years ago. Can you share a bit of the history of the PA National Guard? I know there's a lot, but you know, some of the highlights and the critical role they played in helping really create American history.
Yes, SMA, our organization has a rich and distinguished heritage dating back to 1747 when Benjamin Franklin of Philadelphia formed the Associators. He led approximately 600 gentlemen merchants in Philadelphia in the signing of the Articles of Association to provide for a common defense against Indian raiders and French privateers. The 111th Infantry Regiment and 103rd Brigade Engineers Battalion traced their lineage back to the Association. These Associators were recognized as the foundation of the Pennsylvania National Guard. Within months of the forming of the Associators, they had brothers and sisters throughout the Commonwealth. In 1755, the Pennsylvania Assembly passed the First Militia Act, forming and authorizing a volunteer militia. We continued on service. In 1755, the Philadelphia City Cavalry escorted George Washington to New York to man the Continental Army. This included a regiment of rifle companies from Pennsylvania. During the American Revolution, Pennsylvania supplied over 6,000 troops. 4,500 of these troops were from the original Associated.
Sarmer, that is a rich, incredible history, really beginning where our nation began. Like you said, George Washington, the Revolution. In the National Archives, it talks about the formation of the Army, the day it was born, that Pennsylvania gave up, like you said, companies of troops to be immediately dispatched to Boston to help the militia up there fight our Revolutionary War. So PA has been there from the beginning, and we appreciate the service since it began so long ago. Now, Sergeant Major Worley, today, PA National Guard is the third largest Army National Guard in the nation. Can you give our listeners a perspective of the makeup of the organization today? What type of units constitute the PA National Guard, and where are they located throughout the state?
The Pennsylvania Army National Guard today is about 14,000 soldiers stationed in over 120 armories throughout the state of Pennsylvania. We have numerous types of units, include infantry, field artillery, engineer, transportation, personnel, finance, aviation, medical, and more. Our major units are the 28th Infantry Division, which is headquartered in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's the oldest continuous serving division in the Army. Underneath the 28th in Pennsylvania, we have the 2nd Brigade, which is out of Washington, Pennsylvania, the 55th Maneuver Enhancement Brigade out of Scranton, Pennsylvania, the 56th Stryker Brigade out of Horsham, Pennsylvania, the 28th Expeditionary Combat Aviation Brigade, which is located at Fort Uniontown Gap, Pennsylvania, and currently deployed to the Middle East. And we have the 213th Regional Support Group headquarters out of Allentown. We also have in Pennsylvania National Guard the 166th Training Regiment, which offers a variety of courses for both active duty and reserve component soldiers. We have the Eastern Army Aviation National Guard Training Site, which trains aviators from all components of the Army and foreign multinational students, and 3rd Civil Support Team Weapons Mass Destruction. These units continue to play an important role in the nation's defense and response to emergencies here in the Commonwealth.
Sergeant, that's a very diverse capabilities that the PA National Guard brings both to the state of Pennsylvania and the Army. Because like you said, and you mentioned there, units you have deployed overseas. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. But I want to highlight something you mentioned previously when you were talking about where you're from. And you just mentioned a place called Fort Uniontown Gap. Now, anyone that has taken the beautiful drive along Route 81 heading east from Harrisburg will undoubtedly remember the beautiful scenery, of course, made up of the rolling green fields of Pennsylvania farms on both sides of the highway. But along that route is an unassuming sign that points to a place called Fort Uniontown Gap. Now, Sergeant Major Worley, most people wouldn't think twice about that sign as the installation, although close to the highway, is relatively unnoticeable to the average passerby. So what is Fort Uniontown Gap and why is it important?
Well, Sergeant Major, you're right. It's easy to drive down Interstate 81 and drive past Fort Uniontown Gap and not understand exactly what goes on here. It is, in fact, one of the busiest National Guard training facilities in the United States. More than 100,000 personnel train here annually. Additionally, it hosts service members from all National Guard states, as well as active duty and law enforcement. Muir Army Airfield, located here at Fort Uniontown Gap, also known as FIG, is one of the busiest heliports in the Army. The installation is over 17,000 acres. We have numerous ranges and simulators for all types of training, including land navigation, small arms, and even field artillery. The installation is the home to the Eastern Army Aviation Training Site, the 166th Regimental Training Institute, an educational complex for combat arms, and the Northeast Counter-Drug Training Center. Fort Uniontown Gap provides warfighter command-centered training support. We've hosted over 8 warfighters, test the skills at division, brigade, and even battalion staff levels. Even during COVID, training has continued. Over the last 2 weeks, we hosted the Air Assault School, led by instructors from Army National Warrior Training Center out of Fort Benning, and we are scheduled to host the Pathfinder School here soon. And the installation ranges and training facilities offer a full spectrum of combat training opportunities for all types of units preparing for contingency around the globe. We also are open for several civilian organizations, law enforcement organizations who can test their skills here at this installation.
Sergeant Major, that's a great rundown. I'll tell you, behind that unassuming sign right there on the highway, most people wouldn't know, but Fort Uniontown Gap brings not just the Pennsylvania National Guard, but like you said, the Army, civilian agencies, drug enforcement, law enforcement, all incredible capabilities. So we appreciate the asset we have there in the Commonwealth.
Hey, everyone. We hope you're enjoying the show. We'd like to take a moment to thank GEICO for making this episode possible. This Military Appreciation Month, GEICO would like to thank all current and retired military personnel. As a member of AUSA, you could qualify for a special discount. It's GEICO's way of saying, Thanks for all you do.
Sergeant Major, you mentioned COVID. You know, I do podcasts every month, and I don't think we've done one in over a year that we haven't mentioned the word COVID in. And 2020 and now 2021 have proven to be some interesting years, to say the least. From COVID, riots, domestic disturbance, and assault on the Capitol are all examples of what our nation has seen over the past 12 months, and the PA National Guard is busy with these things. Could you share some of the things your soldiers have done in response to these anomalies?
Yeah, we have been extremely busy over the last 14 months, Sergeant Major. From March of 20, we've had soldiers and airmen supporting COVID operations within Pennsylvania. We stood up and ran COVID testing sites, established hospitals, supported staff missions and long-term care facilities. And over the last several months, we've had over 450 soldiers and airmen supporting vaccination efforts throughout the Commonwealth. Additionally, we've had nearly 3,500 soldiers who have worked to support different missions like natural disaster response for snow and civil defense throughout the state. This year, like many years in the past, the PA Guard supported the presidential inauguration. We deployed a total of 3,000 service members to D.C. You know, the Guard uniquely, we live here, we work here, we serve here. It's about something we embody in the Guard. So our soldiers are willing to drop their daily activities at a moment's notice to respond to the call of the governor to assist the great citizens of the Commonwealth.
Sergeant Major, I can personally attest to our listeners out there that on top of all the things we mentioned there, COVID and response to the Capitol and all that, but little things like snow. We didn't get inches of snow in Pennsylvania this year. We got feet of snow, and it just seemed like it snowed all winter long. But what most people don't appreciate is all the work behind the scenes that you do with municipalities and the state highway folks, but the Guard is always helping keep things that most people don't think about running. So phenomenal job and hats off to you. Now, Sergeant Major Willard, despite all the anomalies and the tough challenges we faced across the country, the PA National Guard still has a mission to support the citizens of Pennsylvania, but also the nation. Could you share with our listeners the mission your teams accomplish when they're not responding to the storms and the pandemics and all those other anomalies?
Well, Sergeant Major, there's one thing unique to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has an agency called PA HART, Pennsylvania's Helicopter Aquatic Rescue. If I can touch on that for a second, it's a unique joint effort between the Pennsylvania Army National Guard, the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, and the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, along with some credentialed civilian rescue technicians. They're a highly trained group of individuals that provide air assets and search and water rescue in Pennsylvania and to the nation. They respond to natural and man-made disasters, to hostile environments and conditions in both urban and wilderness settings. That PA HART, as far as I know, is very unique to Pennsylvania. Even during COVID, we were still meeting the federal requirements, and we prepared and deployed over 1,000 soldiers with 28th Expeditionary Combat Aviation Brigade. As I said, they're currently overseas in the Middle East. We also deployed the 108 Area Support Medical Company to Europe. We've had other smaller deployments with smaller elements or individuals. And daily, we continue to prepare our soldiers for deployment in support of that federal mission.
Sergeant Major, thanks for that great rundown. And it is obvious that the soldiers of the PA National Guard are quite busy. You know, we tend to lean towards the side of the soldier here at the Association of the United States Army, but the PA Guard is made up of more than just soldiers. They're accompanied by our incredible brothers and sisters of the Air National Guard. Could you highlight some of the things that the PA Air National Guard does for the state and for the Army?
Here in Pennsylvania, we're really proud of the relationship between our Air Guard and our Army Guard. We work side by side frequently, especially during COVID operations. And we have about 4,000 airmen in the Pennsylvania Air National Guard. It's one of the largest of all the states. We have three main bases. One is outside of Philadelphia, one outside of Harrisburg, and one in Pittsburgh. And they have three supporting bases. Our major units are our three wings. You have the 111th Attack Wing, which flies the MQ-9 remotely piloted aircraft. The 171st Air Refueling Wing, which flies the KC-135 refueler. And the 193rd Special Operations Wing, which flies C-130J. Within these units are specialized airmen trained as pilots, medics, engineers, and more. Some of their specialized missions include providing in-flight refueling for the Department of Defense and NATO aircraft. We have Red Horse squadrons that perform construction in austere environments, security forces, and many other specialties. Having the Pennsylvania Air National Guard missions that directly support Army operations, such as tactical air control party, weather, and perform information operations for special operations forces, PA Guard is better able to understand that joint environment with both our Army and Air working closely together here in Pennsylvania.
Sergeant Major, that's just an incredible capability. And I learned something today, 4,000 airmen in the Air National Guard up there in PA. It's incredible capability that brings as a partnership to the soldiers there. So I wanted to make sure our listeners knew that although we're really proud of our PA National Guard soldiers, we're equally as proud as our PA Air National Guard soldiers up there in the great state of Pennsylvania. Sergeant Major, the PA National Guard, as you mentioned previously, is the proud home of the legendary 28th Infantry Division. And not every state has a division in it. So this is a big deal. An infantry division is a big machine that takes a lot of training, a lot of resources, and obviously it makes good use of the Indiantown Gap, I'm sure. Can you briefly talk about the makeup of the 28th? I know you mentioned Stryker earlier, but could you tell our listeners, you know, what is the 28th Infantry Division and what is on the horizon for the Keystone Patchers in the future?
Well, the 28th Infantry Division is the oldest continuing serving division in the Army. It was established on March 12th, 1879, originally known as the Pennsylvania Division. In 1970, as it prepared for World War I, it was redesignated as the 28th. Its original nickname was the Keystone Division because of the patch they wear on their shoulder and from coming from the Keystone State. During World War II, it was given the name the Bloody Bucket by the German forces due to our shape and color of the red Keystone insignia. Today, the 28th Infantry Division goes by the name given to us by General Pershing. During World War I, the Iron Division. General Pershing called soldiers of the 28th ID Men of Iron for the defense of the Marne River against the Germans in World War I. The current makeup of the division in Pennsylvania includes the 2nd Infantry Brigade Combat Team, the 28th Expeditionary Combat Aviation Brigade, the 55th Maneuver Enhancement Brigade, the 56th Stryker Brigade Combat Team, and the 28th Headquarters and Headquarters Battalion. The 28th was the first Army National Guard to get a Stryker infantry vehicle as part of the Army's reorganization in the first decade of the 2000s. The 56th Stryker Brigade is the only National Guard Reserve Stryker Brigade today. Even though the 28th ID is Pennsylvania National Guard unit, it comprises soldiers from other states like New Jersey, Ohio, and Maryland. Thousands of soldiers throughout history have worn the Keystone in service of the United States and Pennsylvania.
Sergeant Major, I'm proud, again, as a Pennsylvania native, when I drive down the highways out there in the central part of the state, see our great soldiers riding the nose strikers. Honk and wave high and thank them for their service because they're a great division that brings great capability, again, to the state of Pennsylvania and to the United States Army. Sergeant Major, it was a pleasure to have you with us today. And I know you're busy. Just our listeners can tell that from all the things that your soldiers are doing. And we hope that you're going to come back and join us again. Sergeant Major is joining us for a summer series on highlighting what the National Guard soldiers across America are doing. And he did a phenomenal job laying down what the great soldiers and airmen in the PA National Guard are doing for us and the great citizens of Pennsylvania. Sergeant Major, I'd like to give you the last words. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to provide our listeners?
Well, Sergeant Major, I think we're all recruiters. So I'd be remiss if I didn't point something out here in the state of Pennsylvania. It's very unique. One of the important things we have here is the Pennsylvania Military Family Education Program, or commonly referred to as the Pennsylvania GI Bill. It was established in 2019. The program allows for spouses and children of Pennsylvania National Guard members to attend college at no or reduced cost. Under the PAGI Bill, the Pennsylvania National Guard members who commit to an additional 6 years of service can receive 5 years of higher education benefits for their spouse or their children. The program will provide 10 semesters of tuition-free education for family members. You can get a voucher now today, Sergeant Major, that can be used when your child turns 18 and goes to college 18 years from now. It's quite a great benefit, and it's very unique to Pennsylvania. And it's just our way of supporting the families that support our soldiers and airmen. Sergeant Major, I'd like to take the time to say thank you. I was proud to talk about the history, the future of the Pennsylvania National Guards and duties performed by our soldiers and airmen. I again want to show my appreciation and thank you and the fine people at Soldier Today podcast for allowing us to share this.
Well, Sergeant Major, I appreciate it. I know our listeners benefited today to learn about the great things our PA National Guard and airmen are doing. And I learned something about that great benefit. The next young man or woman I see out there that's looking for a career in the PA National Guard, I'm going to direct them your way because that is incredible education benefits. And if you want to learn more or you want to learn how to join the PA National Guard, go to www.pa.ng.mil and you can find a location to go sign up today. I encourage everyone to do it. Our time has come to an end to close this edition of Soldier Today podcast. All of us here at the Association United States Army want to thank Command Sergeant Major Worley for joining us today and for sharing his story and giving us an important update on the Pennsylvania Army National Guard. As Army alums, I can say from all of us across the country, thank you and the entire team for what you've done and all that you continue to do for our Army and the American people. Soldier Today podcast is a product of the Noncommissioned Officer and Soldier Programs Directorate at the Association United States Army, and we hope you've enjoyed today's episode as much as we have, and we welcome your feedback and recommendations for future subjects. Join us next week here in the studio for another great podcast.
To all our listeners, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the Army Matters podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. The Army Matters podcast series is brought to you by the Association of the United States Army, the U.S. Army's professional association, member-supported, Army-connected. Visit us at AUSA.org for more information or to become a member. Your membership helps AUSA continue to carry out its mission to educate, inform, and connect with the total Army, our industry partners, and our supporters of a strong national defense. For questions or to provide topic recommendations, email us at podcast@AUSA.org. Have a great Army Day. Hooah.